Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in 1 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 2, and now we find ourselves in verse 13. And with the Apostle Paul having described his ministry along with Silas and Timothy at Thessalonia, he now describes his heart of thanksgiving and thankfulness on behalf of those in Thessalonia. Here's what he says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out and displeased God and opposed all mankind by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles that they might be saved, so as always to fill up the measure of their sins. But God's wrath has come upon them at last. Well, here the Apostle Paul is giving thanks that they have been able to minister faithfully into the church there at Thessalonica. And by the way, he says, you have become like the other churches in Judea. Now remember, the gospel has gone from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and now to the uttermost part of the world. And as it has now gone to the world, he is uniting the churches out in Europe and out beyond Judea. He is uniting them back to the churches in Judea and to the church at Jerusalem by saying to them, not only do you believe what we believe, not only do we believe what each other believes in Christ with faithfulness to the word of God, but you are suffering from your own countrymen the way the Christians in Judea and Jerusalem suffered from their own countrymen. Well, God is bringing judgment upon them, and God will bring judgment upon those who persecute you. In the meantime, the testing and persecution is refining us to show us what God wants us to learn and to know. And that is what God always does with adversity. He uses it to show us what we know, show us what we need to know, just like any other test in life. And that's what he's doing in their life as well. Well, let me encourage you as a believer in Christ to stay the course and realize that you have unity with other believers, not only in what you believe, the truth of God's word, but also in what you are experiencing in the adversity that comes upon. If they persecuted Christ, so they will persecute his people. Well, let me just bring one more thing out. He says one of the other great evidences is that you have become imitators of us. Now, what does he mean by that? You've become imitators of us. Well, in other words, they have followed the truth of God's word by imitating the lifestyle of Apollos and Timothy and Silas. Every believer needs models and mentors. We fix our eyes on Jesus, but Jesus gives us leaders to help us. But the biggest thing he says is how you had a hunger to hear God's word. And you treated God's word for what it is. It's not the word of men, it's the word of God. Folks, that's why we do fresh bread. That's why my job by God's calling is to serve Christ and his church, to preach and teach the word of God. The primary means of grace to God's people is the preaching of his word. Prayer and the word are inseparable. So you want to hear the same commendation that Paul gave to the Thessalonians, that you have a hunger to hear God's word. You receive it. And when you receive it, you receive God's word for what it is. God's word is not man's word about God. God's word is God's word to man. That's why it's infallible. That's why it's sufficient. That's why it's inerrant. And that's why it is indispensable to the Christian life. Therefore, the number one priority in the life of a believer is to prayerfully hear and obey the Word of God and treat the Word of God for what it is, the very Word of God. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.